The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. There are a lot of great things about being a seminary professor, and I, for one, do not wax nostalgic about my days in the parish. I enjoy what I do, and I'm grateful to God for putting me here. But if someone were to ask me if there was anything at all that I miss about the parish, I would have to answer honestly that yes, there's at least one thing that I miss, and that is preaching on Easter. There really is nothing more exciting than holding forth on the great truths of Christ crucified and risen again to a church packed full of worshipers. Now, I'm sure that all of you were in church on Sunday, so you know what I mean. The choir, the music, the hymns, the singing, the alleluias ringing out, and the word, that great gospel word, he is not here, he is risen from the dead. The word that is the rock bottom foundation of our faith. What a glorious day, the greatest day in the church year. And to preach to your people on that day, well, there is nothing like it in the entire ministry. And that's what parish pastors do. They preach the word on Easter. But as far as professors are concerned, well, we get the Tuesday after Easter. And it's not quite the same. Now, the echoes of Easter are still here. The hymns, the prayers, the readings, the vestments. They all remind us that we're still in the Easter season, and so in a sense, the holiday goes on. But in so many other ways, I'm afraid, the holiday is over. It's back home, back to work, back to school. The great day now reduced to some old candy, maybe a few colored eggs, empty Easter basket. And all too quickly, things are back to normal. In fact, it's almost as if we have rolled the stone back in front of the grave. Sure, on Easter, the stone was rolled away, Christ arose, everyone was glad, everyone was excited. But now, just 2 days later, everything is back to normal. So we yawn, ho-hum, and we might as well roll back the stone for all the difference that it has made. But why is this? Why is it so difficult for us, indeed, it's impossible, to capture for good the feeling that we had on Easter Sunday? Now, I suppose the easiest answer to this is that we cannot live on emotional highs. Without valleys, there are no peaks. And the rhythm of the church year fits our experience of life as a cycle of repentance and renewal. Dead in sin, but alive in Christ, valleys as well as mountaintops. In short, we need Advent to appreciate Christmas, Lent to appreciate Easter, and post-Easter to appreciate Pentecost? I'm not sure that quite works, you know. But at any rate, I think you get my point that by celebrating Easter only once a year, well, that makes sure that when it comes, we really celebrate it. But you know, I think there's more to it than that. I think it has to do with how we preach Easter and then also how we believe Easter. For one thing, Easter is not just for funerals. Now, don't get me wrong. When I'm on my deathbed, I want to hear Easter. And when I'm mourning a loved one, I want to hear Easter. Indeed, the older I get, the more aware I am of my bodily frailties and how much I need to hear Easter to calm my fears, my worries, my concerns about the end right now. So don't get me wrong. At the heart of Easter is the conquest of death and the resurrection of the body for you, for me, at the end of time. That's Easter. But Easter also has significance right now, not just at life's end, but every day. Notice, for instance, how our Lord proves himself to his disciples in this morning's reading. He shows them his body, his flesh, his bones, and then he eats a little broiled fish. Now, of course, this was a powerful demonstration of the fact that he was alive, of the resurrection itself. As he said, ghosts don't have bodies. Jesus was alive. But you know who else has a body, flesh, and bones? We do. And occasionally, we eat a little fish. Probably a few other things as well. But here is our sanctified Lord doing the very same thing. And with his resurrected body, joining himself to our own still very mortal bodies. In a very real sense, therefore, by this witness, the resurrected Christ continues to sanctify earthly activities, bodies like ours, everyday actions like ours, including eating and drinking. Easter truths, therefore, do not apply only to death and dying, but also to living. Not only when I'm about to depart this life, but also when I'm right in the midst of it. When I'm right here, right now, the humdrum, the ordinary, the routine. Not Easter, but 2 days after Easter. You see, in my baptism, the resurrected Christ joined himself to me, not just to guarantee my future, but to sanctify my present, to strengthen me in weakness, to comfort me in sorrows, to forgive me in sinfulness, and even to make my life here, right now, a life for him. Now, my life, your life. I suggest they're really pretty ordinary. Husband, father, teacher, correcting papers, writing papers, pretty routine stuff. But since the Easter grave remains open, and I cannot roll back the stone, Christ, who is alive, continues to stand before me in his word, in his sacrament, and there he identifies himself with me and with you to make our work, our life, a service to him and to others, his church, which he calls his body. What a difference then Easter makes to all the people of God, to each and every one of us, every day, not just once a year, every day, not just at the end of life. The normal, the humdrum, the routine now have eternal significance as service to Christ, service of Christ, our God, our Lord. Unfortunately, we don't believe it. That's our real problem. We're too ready to roll back the stone. But Christ is alive, and Easter will not let us forget it, will not let us ignore it. He came out of the grave. He showed himself alive to his disciples. He pointed out his wounds, his flesh and bones, his body, and he ate a little fish. Jesus Christ is alive. And because that's true, there's a remedy for our unbelief in repentance and faith to make these things also a part of our routine, to hear the word that is solely and truly about our Lord and to believe what it says, to trust that Christ, Jesus, is my Lord, my Savior, who has come and still comes to me in his word and in his sacrament. Now, I may not often get the chance to preach this anymore, at least not on Easter, but it is the message you and I both need, we need to hear it, not only on Easter, but each and every day of our lives. Jesus Christ is alive, yes, and he lives now as well as always. Amen.